But there were a lot of moments. A lot of them were Norm-related. It was great to have Norm back on.
Sure was.
Norm's awesome on the draft, as everybody knows. Hadn't missed a beat.
Although it appears he does now come to laugh.
He does. He piled on a lot when we were joking around, which was really funny to hear. Early on, he had a groan that I don't really know how to describe it, other than it sounded like that he was having fun.
Was far and away the best special teams player in terms of snaps and even grades. He was a... What happened?
I'm sorry, Bob. I'm
sorry. Norm either sorry. Has indigestion or somebody was just taking.
No, the air has his just belly. Gone out or, of the balloon.
Or a cigarette. A
something. Keep going, Bob. Keep going. The air's
well,
going out of the
you
balloon.
You can't
though.
Take the air out of the balloon and then not tell us.
Well, forget Tracy is an option.
The Giants got him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like, that is such a funny, it does sound like that. He may not realize, like those guys on the Zoom calls that got busted for doing bad things. It almost, like he forgot that he was on the air while someone was giving him a happy ending or something.
The best special teams player in terms of snaps and even grades. He was a...
Over a day three Purdue running back? Yeah.
Well...
Oh, man.
That's wild. Yeah, and then he just wanted me to carry on. And
yeah, like, how do you stay? Just go, Bob. Just keep going. Let's keep it going.
That's player in terms of snaps and even grades. He was so Norm's telling you he really wanted Tyrone Tracy.
Badly. Yeah, enough to moan. I thought that the Norm Gavin Escobar moment was about as good as it gets. For those who don't remember, Gavin Escobar was a tight end taken, one of many tight ends through the last couple of decades that were tried and true second rounders that you could set your watch to. That
also on the list of his quarterback was said to have picked him out.
Yeah.
Much like Troy. And David LaFleur.
Yes.
Well, we got the exact same story that Tony Romo grabbed a stack of tapes and went into the lab and came out with Gavin Escobar as the guy. Gavin.
Unfortunately, Gavin has since left us in a rock climbing accident.
Yes.
Rock climbing with a woman who wasn't his wife.
Okay, who cares? It was a rock climbing accident. People can do other things with
girls.
It
is a detail.
They don't have to pile on.
I think Dave's right that it's a detail that probably was awkward.
I mean, if Dave. I'm running a marathon with a girl that I trained with.
That's not as intimate as rock climbing.
You don't. There's no intimacy in rock climbing.
You got a fastnet harness around their bits.
Corby Davidson died of a heart attack running a marathon with a girl who wasn't his wife.
I'm just
like,
saying,
why would you even throw that in?
I hope that's part of it.
I'm with Dave on this one. That if you, Corby, if you die and your wife finds out that you died in the arms of a girl that she did not know you were spending time with, even if you're just working on tennis, it's gonna make for a little awkwardness.
But if you're running a marathon, you are around thousands of other people. If you're rock climbing with someone, you're off in the boonies all by yourself.
So you think that they're having sex on a rock face?
Nobody said that.
You think that what's that guy's, Honnold, what's his name?
Alex.
Alex Honnold, that he's doing it while he's on El Cap with some old gal on his back.
Cause she died too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
He crawled on top of her and they died together.
The mystery will never be solved is the point.
I guess not, unless they knew, the family knew that they were just good friends who rock climbed together.
Now that's possible.
By the way, probable!
This is not the breaking news here. He's been dead for a while, so
we're
kind of getting lost.
Anyway, what did Norm say?
The plot is lost. Here's Norm.
Has there been an organization since Jason Witten that has spent more second round draft picks on tight ends than the Cowboys?
So they could run 12 personnel.
I mean, Anthony Pisano.
I'm not justifying this. I'm explaining.
Yeah, where is Gavin Escobar now?
Norm. You might want to walk that one back a bit.
I know.
I don't know what to do with that comment.
Someone needed a tight end.
So, running backs, huh?
We're going to take a break here, and we're all going
Hey, how about those running backs?
Tyrone Tracy. Let's
go. Send a ham to the
family and friends.
Norm, my God.
He'll be dearly departed.
Well, Norm is back.
You are listening to live coverage of the NFL draft in Detroit, Frisco, and Dallas. And the Cowboys actually have a pick coming up in only 32 more selections.
Where's
the Cowboys? It's a ticket.
Great line line there.
Hello. Oh, that is awesome. That is indeed awesome.
Do you think Norm knew?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, he didn't
I think
know.
He learned right there that Gavin is no longer with us.
Yeah. That he died with a woman who wasn't his wife rock climbing.
Yeah.
Then Norm.
You're trying to normalize that.
Rock climbing with women that aren't your wife.
Yeah.
That's been a,
take it
a,
up.
See, new
see how it goes for
no,
you.
I'm just gonna, it's going to be a new club that I start.
And then,
crap, baby. Rock climb. I want to start a club of men who like to rock climb with women that aren't their wives.
But then they have to recover your body
no,
and this strange
end in
woman's
dying.
Body.
It, yeah, it's we're splayed out
wife,
all
and
over
your
each
wife,
other.
And your wife just has to be like, yeah, totally. They
yeah,
rock
they
climb every Saturday. They go rock climbing together, and I'm totally cool. I make them sandwiches. I pack them a lunch.
Again, it's not sex climbing. It's rock climbing.
Okay, you call it what you want.
All right, I will. And then Norm went weird with something that makes me uncomfortable to even read.
Nathan Thomas, tackle, Louisiana.
Let's see if I can find this dude.
That's
talk
all
about
raised,
something.
Yeah, let's
how's
all
your
raise
garage,
to see
Donnie,
if we can
tell
fire.
Us about your garage.
I will not. I will refuse to talk about my garage, sir. And you can't make me.
Dane Brugler had Nathan Thomas as his 16th offensive tackle, a fifth-round grade, so pretty good value.
That's pretty good.
6'5", 332. A five-year senior.
Oh, there's a at the end of the Brugler write-up, though, there's this line in blackface. What? Print.
Wait, hold on.
Let's
not draft this guy then.
No, I don't think it's. Oh, no.
Bold.
No, it is not.
So is that part of his weaknesses? Or? Why was that right on the tip of his tongue?
I don't know.
In blackface print.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, there's a. At the end of the Brooklyn write up, though. There's this line in blackface.
What?
Print.
Was that Mino that goes, oh, that's why they didn't draft him?
How is Dane Brugler getting away with this?
No, in blackface.
Stop using that print.
Okay. One of your, do we want to do Rashi? Okay. So Rashi Rice, jokes were made. The Chiefs end up picking Xavier Worthy, and let the comedy ensue.
They keep adding guys, you know, the Kadarius Toney types, and what's his name from Georgia that played well in the Super Bowl, scored a
Mecole
touchdown?
Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, they're looking. They just want speed. They want bodies with speed.
Yeah, but you might want a guy to get open who's better in traffic than Rashi Rice.
Oh, I tell you what.
Did you hear that, Norm?
Really? Oh. Yeah.
Norm?
You're just going to let that go by. Norm.
That's very good.
Norm, you should be standing. You should do a cartwheel right now.
By the way, at the combine, he was timed at 119.
Now, here's our run.
Back to you.
Empty the clip. Empty the clip.
It's a joke off.
So great.
Boy, Norm was ready.
Yeah, he was ready, to unleash.
It almost blew by him, and then he was right there with a counterpunch.
Oh, you. Bob, even as a tribute to Norm here, he had a little bit of a sincerity smack. If you hear it, just listen.
Yeah, but you might want a guy to get open who's better in traffic than Rashi Rice.
Was that intentional?
No. No way.
I don't even know if that was me, but it probably was.
That's real little.
So we had a, what is the Atlanta Brothers comment?
Yeah, I don't know. This was one that Dave sent, and I was trying to figure it out.
Huh.
And I think this might be what he was talking about.
Pick just came in for the Cardinals, I believe. The rubber band man, Tip Raymond, out of Illinois.
Why are you laughing?
My two Atlanta brothers got me on that one. I called him the rubber band man. It is not because of that, but it is because he's a TIP coming at you from the VIP.
No.
A little interesting.
No, that wasn't it.
What was it?
It was from our coverage.
Well, you got to tell me that. You just said we need picks 80 whatever.
I meant from our coverage. Why would I?
How am I supposed to know that?
Go through 3 days of audio, DJ, and find it.
I was giving you reference points for when during our broadcast it might be.
You just picked a random network?
That's why I had no idea what he was looking for. He just said we need picks 62, 82, and 86 and nothing else.
But do you think it'd be the one that he was
on? I had no idea. No clue. Didn't understand.
We
it
had
at
a
all.
Whole whole playlet about how Chip Reamon was his nickname was the Reamer.
Yes.
And then who was the offensive lineman Pooney, whose nickname was Pooney Tang?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to find and then mentioned those.
Who was the DB that was sliding?
The Fox Network.
Yeah, they weren't making the same jokes. No, I couldn't figure it out.
What
tomorrow,
DB?
Maybe.
That I said it sounded like the hero on a CBS crime drama.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the TJ Tampa?
Yeah, TJ Tampa. Yeah, and so we had a whole scene of TJ Tampa who was looking for the Reamer and he was interviewing Pooney Tang.
Yeah, this was late on Friday night. Things had gone very sideways by that point.
Yeah.
We'll find that tomorrow.
It was different.
It was a different kind of
definitely
coverage. A full playlist though. Look, I mean, up, 100%.
Just pull it from any broadcast though. It'd be fine.
So the Rosengarten you pulled from whatever broadcast that was too?
Yeah.
No way.
Again, couldn't figure out why you wanted this because it wasn't funny at all.
Wait.
Number one.
You didn't think that we were going to make fun of Craig Rosengarten?
I had no idea.
When Roger Rosengarten, his nephew, was drafted.
And Craig joined us to analyze the thing.
Yeah, with his helmet on. All right.
Well, we'll have more audio tomorrow.
There you go.
We'll find that.
That's really funny.
From our broadcast.
Okay, Dave, let's do community quick hits.
I was so lost today, Dave. So lost.